Fellas, welcome back to the More Than Average Men podcast. I am your host, Michael Benton, and you are watching or listening to episode 22. Hey, welcome back. I appreciate you guys for tapping in with me for yet another episode of More Than Average Men. I am your host, Michael Benton, who does the most. I would raise a toast, but I don't have any champagne or any glasses, so we'll just leave it at that. That was corny, by the way, but whatever. But if you're new to the podcast or you're new to the YouTube channel, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you've already been rocking with me, I appreciate you. So this episode, I wanted to talk about the kind of what 2024 has been feeling like for me thus far, right? Like 2024 obviously is not over yet, but I'm like, I can't be the only one who's feeling how I'm feeling about 2024. So I had a couple of conversations with some close friends that I have, and I'm like, yo, like how was 2024 for you? Like, what are you feeling? What's going down in your world? And the answers were like unanimous, right? They were like, the same as mine and the other conversation that I had. And so I'm like, you know what? I better just do an episode about this, because I know, you know, the two or three people that I talk to, including myself, we can't be the only ones that are feeling like this, right? And so I'm sure there's going to be some general feeling of, you know, what we've all been feeling over the last couple of months or whatever. So, you know, 2024 for me has been nothing but changes, right? Changes in my finances, changes in my social relationships, changes in the way I think about myself, changes, what else? Changes in my spiritual beliefs, changes in my mindset, like nothing but changes, right? And if you ask me to kind of like describe 2024, or at least sum up thus far what it's felt like for me or what it's been like, the four words that I would use to describe it would be growth, for sure, alignment, faith, and awareness. Growth, alignment, faith, awareness. Those are the four words that really resonate with me and come to mind when I think of 2024, because it's been a lot of growth. Now, it hasn't been a lot of growth as far as like it's been on both sides of the spectrum, right? Where it's growth like, well, how can I say that? Because there is no such thing as bad growth. So I'll just go, and growth in general has been very, very apparent in 2024 for me. And I'm loving it. Like I'm feeling myself in 2024, like for real, like it feels great. Now, has it been, you know, all dandelions and roses and, you know, all that stuff? No, it hasn't. By far it hasn't. Right. But I think it depends on your mindset, right? I think it depends on how you view adversity or change or things like that. That's going to dictate how you feel about the changes of situation that you're in. And so for me, even though it hasn't been all sunshines and roses, right? Like, it's still growth. It's still positive, like movement towards whatever that is, right? Becoming a better me or finances or relationships or my mentality, like whatever. It's still climbing, right? I'm still going up. I'm still ascending towards bettering myself in all aspects. And so granted, it hasn't been all, you know, smooth and everything, but I look at it from my perspective anyway, that you know, whatever the situation is that you're in or have been in, it's still pushing you forward. You're still learning something from it, hopefully. Right. If you're actually being a conscious being, like I talk about, and you're actually using those examples and using that scenario and to better yourself in whatever aspect. But yeah, those are the four words that I would use to describe 2024. And I know I'm not the only one that was experiencing them. Like I said, I had a conversation with a good friend of mine, and, you know, she kind of told me the similar things. Like, right? She's got some friends that were changing jobs, and after they had been there for, you know, I don't know, a couple of years or whatever, or, you know, listen, like the conversations that I've had, and just, and obviously on top of that, just seeing things, right? Seeing other people. There's a lot of us out there that there's some of you guys that are going through a divorce, right? Like unexpectedly. There's people out there who have unexpectedly lost their job after being there for 5 or 10 years, right? There's people out there who had a lot of money and lost it for whatever reason, right? And people who had no money and are gaining money and seeing abundance, right? There are people out there who are like, I don't know. There was a one gal that she is potentially going to lose like custody of her child. Not necessarily custody, but the husband is trying to like take the child away from the mother. But she's a good mom. She's a great person. It's just whatever, right? But it's just changes in general. It's just stuff like that, right? And so, you know, I would say, right, if whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, that's a blessing. Like if I was in front of you, I would smile in your face and I'd be like, hell yeah. Like if you told me whatever it is that you was like, whatever change was happening, like, oh man, I just lost my job and I can't believe it. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Or, you know, my wife asked me for a divorce, or my husband asked me for a divorce, or they were cheating on me, or whatever the case may be, right? Like I'd be like, hell yeah. And you'd be like, bruh, didn't you just hear a word I just said? I'd be like, yes, I did. So did the universe, right? Like I would get excited for you because you should be excited. Like you should literally, I'm working on my kind of like my, I don't know, my English accent, literally. But you should literally be like excited for what is to come, for what you're going through, because it's a reason why you're going through it. There's a purpose behind this, right? I talked about this, I don't know, probably a couple episodes ago. Like you're put through things for a reason, right? You're placed, if you've lived your life in a sense of certainty, yet you want to grow, you want to become better, you want to do more, then you're going to have to get uncertain. You're going to have to get put into discomfortable positions. And so like 2024 seems to be that energy in which it's like, it's uprooting people's lives, like literally, you know what I mean? And so you got to embrace it. Take it for what it's worth. Now, yes, I'm not saying that you bypass the immediate feelings and reactions that you have towards certain circumstances that you're dealing with that you've never dealt with before or that you didn't see coming, right? Totally understandable. Like, deal with that. However, on the flip side of that, it's like, okay, yeah, you're going to, you know, face heartache and you're going to be sad and you're going to be unsure of what to do next and all that stuff's going to come. And that's just natural feelings, right? But I would say, listen, like in the long run, though, like look what it's going to look what how much of a better person it's going to make you. Like what changes could become, like what could be in the next year for you, the next 6 months, the next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever. Like what could be because of this one single incident, or it could be multiple instances for some people, that's going to make you like grow. You know what I mean? Like, you were put in this position because it was your time to be forced out of whatever you were in, right? You needed to make a change. And clearly for a lot of us, including myself, I wasn't going to make that change. So someone else beyond ourselves, someone else of a higher power made that change for us. And so I'm like, listen, if you're going through something right now and things are like, whoa, like my life's being ripped apart. I don't know what's going on. This is crazy. Like grab a hold of it and run with it, right? And learn from it. Take it slow, but learn from it. Why do you feel like you're going through that? What do you think is the message behind that change, behind that situation? What is it trying to teach you? What can you take from it that you can move forward and do better, become better, right? And I would also say too, for the folks that are like on the other side of this, where they're like, man, I haven't seen no change. Like 2024 has been the same for me since it was last year. And quite honestly, I would be worried for you, right? Like you should be worried. If you're on the other side of this camera, right? And you're like, yo, 2024 is the same. It's monotonous, blah, blah, blah. It's going slow, whatever it is. I would be quite worried for you. You should be worried for yourself. Here's why I say that. Because even though you're not seeing positive change in your life or drastic change or whatever, you're still being shown a sign. You're still being sent a message. And for some of you, obviously, you may not be as in tune or aware of your conscious being, right? Being aware of your surroundings externally and internally, what's going on, how you feel, think, all that stuff, right? So if you're not aware at that point yet, totally fine. This is why folks like me talk to people like you, right? So listen, if you're not if things aren't changing for you, that's a sign, bro. Lady, that's a message. The message is that you should be very worried, because if you are not changing, that means that you are going to be the same person in the same situation, most likely, that you were in last year and possibly the year before that, right? There's a continuum of this sameness, this neutralness, in which you haven't progressed. You're still the same person. You still think the same. You still do the same things. Now, you probably will say, well, listen, I made a bunch of money last year. You know, I got this. My family were good. You know, I got married. Like, the good things happened last year, right? Like, whatever. Like, I'm fine. Like, we're comfortable. And I would still say, like, okay, so you didn't have your year was the same. It was decent, right? And so you're not backtracking. I was like, okay, so fine. But then I would question you, and I'd be like, can you do more? Can you do better? Can you, if you made a lot of money, can you make a little more money? Right? Did you give last year? Did you give money as far as financially? Did you give anything? Did you give away your time? Did you help others that aren't well off as you, that really don't have those same advantages that you do? Did you help someone that was in need? Did you volunteer for anything? Like, did you give your advice to anybody that was like, hey man, you know, this is how I've happened to, you know, come up and do these things. Let me put you on some game. Let me show you something to maybe help you out your situation, right? Like, you can do more. You do know that, right? Like, so some people to sit there and say, well, you know, my year was good and, you know, it's the same. That's a problem too. That's a problem too, right? So, like, we can all do better. Now, the case is, right, whether or not we individually want to do better. But for those of you that do want to do better, but yet your year, you feel 2024 is the same for you, then I would say, okay, well, then that's a huge red flag for you. That's a huge message. We need to, what can we change? What area can we focus on in which we can do a little bit better, right? What area is that for you where you can do a little bit better? You can put a little more effort into. What is it? What would make you, you know, that much more of a better father, that much more of a better husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, right? Business owner, employee, friend, neighbor, right? All these different roles we have in life. What could you do incremental increases, right? What could we do to better ourselves? So that way, when we do go into the next year, or we're already in the middle of the year and whatever, we can still progress. We can look back and say, man, you know, it wasn't a drastic change, but I did this, this, and this, or this, this, and this happened. You know what I'm saying? I was more of a better mentor to my friends, or whatever the case may be, right? So I think that notion that, hey, it's everything's the same, you know, there's no message for me. I think there's a message in that. You're just not seeing it. So, yeah, I think 2024, bro, like, has been phenomenal for me. I'm very curious as to know where the remainder, like, how things are going to go for the remainder of the year. You know what I mean? I kind of have a notion, and the reason why I have a notion that of kind of how it's going to be is because if I continue to be open-minded, if I continue to allow myself to be guided by the universe, and again, if you're of a different spiritual practice or a different religion or spiritual practice, whatever, it's totally up to you, right? Like, but for me, like, if I put all my trust and love and allow myself to surrender my fear and expectations and give that to someone higher than me, like, I know the remainder of 2024 is going to be phenomenal. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but I do have a projection of what I would like it to look like, you know? And I'd ask you guys, do you guys have a projection of what you'd like 24 to look like for you? The remainder of 2024 to look like for you guys? Do you know what it looks like? Do you know what you want it to look like? You know, are there areas in which you can and want to improve? You know, it seems like, and I've talked about this before on a prior episode, I think it was a controlling versus allowing episode, but it seems like the more that I give up control of how I want to see things, like, the more blessings I get. Like, they just keep piling in, right? Things that that were unbeknownst to me that I would like never fathom would be an option for me was just, it's just popping up. And so, I think for me anyway, like just allowing and surrendering and like being open-minded and being aware of what's going on, being a conscious being, as I always say, that combination right there, boy, is like fire. It's like gold, right? If I can continue to implement those things, along with, you know, better habits and eating well and all the things that I already do now, boy, look, better watch out, right? Like I feel like I might be, I don't know. I might be on, he's on fire. Was that NBA Jam? I might be on fire. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, 2024 has been amazing. If you feel the same way, I'd love to hear from you as to what kind of changes have transpired in your life thus far, or you know, what kind of changes did you go through, right? Did you like, I don't know, lose your job after 20 years and now you're like, crap, now I got to figure this out, and then like what's happening? So I would love to have a conversation with you guys about that. You guys always know that you can hit me up on IG. I'm on IG pretty regularly. So it's Michael_A_Benton. And if you want to email me, it is bentoncoaching@gmail.com. Yeah. So, but yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to the remaining of this year. And I'm not trying to fast forward it either, right? I'm not trying to like hurry the thing. Like the process is the process. It'll go as it goes. I'm riding the wave. You know what I mean? I'm riding the wave. And so, yeah, I'm anxious to kind of talk to you guys. I think I'm going to do this topic again, or maybe like a 2024 recap at the end of the year to kind of see like the progression or transgression. I don't know. And see kind of where I want things to go and where they actually end up. I think that'll be a pretty interesting episode. So, but anyway, I appreciate you guys. Please, if you guys are listening to on the podcast, please give the podcast a rating. The higher rating we have, the more they put this out in front of people. And so I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for tapping in with me again. And as always, I'll see you on the next one. Peace out, fellas.
Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you gotta check out Revive. It's my 6-month coaching program where we break down the beliefs that are holding you back, uncover your desires, and create actionable steps to accomplishing all that you envision. For more information, email me at bentoncoaching@gmail.com.